So obviously the big news over the weekend was this shooting down in Tucson, Arizona, where you had this lunatic kid that took out quite a few people. And I guess first and foremost, before I talk about the results of that, I do need to say, and I want to say, that it's a tragedy. And I hope that Gifford is able to recover quickly and fully, even though, I mean, with a wound to the head, to the brain, it's doubtful, but I hope that she's able to do so. I especially feel for the family of the young girl who was killed. To have the life of your daughter robbed at such a young age, I can't imagine what they're emotionally going through and how difficult that must be. It's just a tragedy all the way around. With that being said, the response in the media and from other people, whether it's people that I work with or talk to or anything else, has been shocking and surprising. And I cannot believe how quickly people blamed it on not just politics, but on a political climate. And you have these supposed experts that are able to come in and immediately diagnose this idiot lunatic's motives when really we can't. The fact of the matter is, this kid was straight up crazy, completely crazy. You can read the things that he'd written on Facebook posts or look at his YouTube videos or anything else. And I mean, the kid was nuts. And so regardless of what his motive is or what his influences were, it doesn't matter. Those things are all irrelevant because he is a lunatic. And you could take something as simple as him not getting enough, I don't know, fudge on his ice cream, and a person like that is going to snap and is going to start killing people regardless of what the weapon is that he has available or anything else, because the dude was crazy. So any political motivations or anything else that anybody tries to assign or to ascribe to this kid is completely unfounded. It's really kind of ironic too, because okay, the big thing that everybody's looking at when he talks about, or what he talks about with his listed books, and the right-wing bloggers that I read will say that he mentioned things like the Communist Manifesto, so he was obviously some crazy lefty. And the left-wing bloggers that I read will mention that he read things like Mein Kampf and other things that are more right-leaning, and so he was obviously a right-wing neocon and an advocate of the Tea Party. And then you have people saying that he was a crazy libertarian because he was a fan of Ayn Rand and anything else. And really, again, it does not matter. What the guy read, what he listened to, the food that he ate, the bands that he was into, all that is really irrelevant because, again, the guy was crazy. Now, obviously, when you have an incident like this, the first thing that comes out are the crazy gun control advocates. People saying that things like this wouldn't happen if kids like this didn't have access to guns. And obviously that's a podcast for another day, and it's not even something that can really be tackled in 5 minutes, but gun control any more so is not something that is going to stop kids like this at all. It's not. I mean, kids can access guns illegally just as easily as he would legally. I mean, is the war on drugs stop people from accessing drugs if they really want to? Anyway, the thing that's really scary and sketchy about this is how much of a call there has been for First Amendment limitations as a result of this. Where we are as a society now, we're kind of used to the idea of Second Amendment bans and limitations and law regulations and everything else. It's not anything that's shocking. But the growing desire for censorship, especially in the name of civility or the greater good or whatever PC and cushy, comfortable, feel-goody words you want to put on it, is really just a mask for the same thing. It's all different groups wanting to censor the other groups and using and twisting a tragedy and a lunatic's motives and his despicable actions to suit their own political agendas. And the thing is, both sides are doing it. The left and the right are guilty of the exact same thing. This kid's an idiot, and there will always be idiots. There will always be shootings like this, regardless of whether or not you try and censor or get rid of guns or anything else. It is not a reason to get rid of those amendments.